Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is a suspense thriller, and it's called Greta.
This is starring Isabelle Huppert and Chloe Grace Moretz. There's great chemistry between these two in their roles of innocent victim and insidious stalker. To me, it was like a Hitchcock film on steroids.
Yeah, Greta tells the story of this naive girl who finds this woman's purse on the subway, and then she tracks her down to return it, and then the woman sticks to her like chewing gum. It's written and directed by Neil Jordan, who's probably best known as the Oscar-winning filmmaker behind The Crying Game, another film with some twists, no doubt. But, you know, the potential, I thought, for a great creep fest was here, but I thought the plot elements were a little too familiar.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I screamed, and it takes a lot for me to scream out loud, and I found it to be a difficult story to watch because it was so suspenseful.
It is a passable nail-biter. I'll give it that, and I really like these actresses. I think both of them do a very fine job. But to me, it just seemed like it was a little too predictable. I knew exactly where it was going.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it reminded me of the 1965 film The Collector with Terrence Stamp.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there are psychopaths who do these things, and it's creepy.
It's definitely creepy, and if that's your cup of tea, then, yeah, you know, it's not a bad film. I don't mean to denigrate it in that way. But I just thought that it had the potential of being great and didn't quite get there.
Okay, well, in terms of entertainment value, like, you know, if you're on a roller coaster and you enjoy that, I think you'll enjoy this film.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.